Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hello once again with me, Esther. I'm humbled, and I humble myself. Sometimes I question myself, are you humble enough? And I say, God knows the attitude of the heart. I can say it much as I want, because somebody was making me aware of the fact that God said, humble yourself. Where the word says humble yourself, it's important. He gave us that grace to do that. And if then they come and say you are arrogant, you are a child of God, I'm just reminded of things that are beautiful that you have to know. Remember, David, on the verge of destroying Goliath, when the army, including his three bigger brothers, were there, they could not face Goliath. And when David said, who is this? Who's uncircumcised before God and he speaks evil against the true saints and the prophets and servants of God? He said, the armies of Israel, and I'm paraphrasing here. And his own brothers said, you are arrogant, full of self. Joseph, on the verge of being thrown into a pit and being killed and changing plans by his brothers and being sold to the slave, as slave to the Ishmaelites, he was told, he thinks he knows himself, he thinks he's better than us. And his dreams, he says he will lead us, he will be ruler over us. Can you see how people prophesy things or speak things that God has already prophesied? And Moses, when he went to Israel, before he left Egypt, when he killed an Egyptian who was fighting with an Israelite, and the two Israelites turned against him, and he left and fled away from Egypt. They said, who made you ruler over us? Bless the Lord. Can you see how truthful these words were? And they were prophetic, is because it was truth. Can you notice how demons would say, oh, you Jesus of God, we know who you are. What do you want with us? And the people who had the word of God, even the servants of God of the time, didn't know who he was. Satan knows a lot of you, the purposes and plans of God, and it's important that you locate them and keep them. He knows them and he's fighting them. I'm making you aware that he's fighting that you don't get them. By getting rid of Moses killing the Egyptian, Satan thought it's over. That promise, you know, it goes where? Abraham. It's over. It's finished. What? Now it was 430 years of the enslavement in Egypt, and they were on the verge of now receiving the promise, because it was 430, and yet God had said to Abraham, 400 years. We'll get to that at another time. God, remind me at your own time that we get to the 30 years. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Because God said 400 years. Why was it 30 years? We'll get to that. God, remind me at your appointed time that we go to that. But can you see now that was over and the promise was now within reach? And now they were rejecting and saying these things, saying opposite words that discouraged him. The very people he was to deliver and lead rejected him. Bless the Lord. The same was with Joseph. The very brothers and sisters that he had to save during famine, that they had to come, the entire family and clan, and stay in Egypt. And be imprisoned there as God had decided, 400 years, yes, and plus 30, because now it was 430. It had to be. Can you realize how long the prophecy was? The promise of God was, we got to learn to be patient before God and trust him. The crux of the matter is keeping on what God said. Forget what another person said. A prophet has to confirm what God has said. And don't allow anybody to prophesy to your flesh. Oh, you'll get cars, you'll get houses, you'll get... Don't allow that. Allow the prophecy of heaven that confirms what God said to you anyway. Satan has no way in that. He knew that they were being delivered and he was just trying to hinder that. But he had no power over it because God had spoken it. Bless the Lord. And it's written, bless the Lord. So God wants you to know that he loves you and his promises are sure and you will surely receive them. You will surely receive them. Forget praying for your flesh. It's okay here and there, but keep on praying for the promises and your fulfillment of them. I said somewhere, we're going to be judged on them. You were given the promises. You were given mandates. You were given these purposes. Did you take care of them? That's why he says, I gave you so many talents. One I gave two, one I gave three, one I gave five, one I gave 10. What did you do? One was given one. What did you do with your own? What did you do with your own? We're going to be judged based on what was given unto us. It's important to go back where we were born and where God gave us the promises. Yes, I said most of them are clan linked. Most of them are clan linked. Just notice that they are of God. Don't get swallowed up by traditions and cultures. Satan causes many people to miss out on the promises because of cultures and traditions. Don't look into that. Look into everything that pertains to the Creator, our Lord, God Almighty, God of Abraham, God of Isaac. This is Radio Pulpit on 657 AM. Your companion in a search for meaning with me, Esther. We're talking the blessing of God, and God wants me to tell you, revive, resuscitate, because there's life into it. As long as God gave it to you, there is life into it. It cannot be buried. It cannot die. It cannot be aborted. I had people say they abort promises and blessings. It's impossible. Look at how rigorous they were causing Israel to serve under pain and great burden. And bitterness of heart. They had, I think, let me make you understand something. Bitterness of heart. But the promise stayed and revived and kept on going for the years God has purposed it for. He didn't change it. And when it was time, he said, Moses, go, it's time. Moses wanted to talk himself out of it. And God said, you are just a man. You were born for this. Ooh, yes, born for a purpose. Everyone has got a purpose. Never belittle your own. Never. And the fact that you don't know it, you must know it. Go back to God and locate it. You got to pray yourself. You got to, don't trust on anybody doing that for you. You got to locate it yourself. You got to locate it yourself. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. We will continue, and it's very key because we are right in the end. Christ our Lord is coming. He's yearning deeply for us. That I was just saying, Satan is trying to get people to forget the blessings of in Egypt or have bitter hearts and not look towards God anymore, but the promise still came at the right. It was delivered at the right time. Just. And so the coming of the Lord Adonai, our Lord Jesus Christ, will never change. Timetables of God are sacred. No one has access to them. No one has power or ability to change them. Not even man that God has created. Even if you don't believe it, Moses didn't even believe that he was the prophet God has ordained that he would have the grace and anointing to do what he did. But God did it anyway. Zechariah carried a prophet who had to prophesy in the Gospels of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ's ministry and prepare the way. And they were even more or less same age, 6 months difference. And Zechariah did not believe. He was a high priest. He was a priest who was praying and the angel spoke to him. He didn't even still believe. God shut him up. The promise came anyway, nonetheless. I prophesy life and I speak life into your body, mind, soul, spirit, joints, and marrow, and that your tongue, as long as you are right with God, you will receive everything that God has purposed for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are false to God, this says repent. And turn towards God so that, because you were also born for a purpose. Satan just wants to discredit everyone, cause everyone to miss heaven. I always say hell is for Satan and demons, demonic forces and spirits, evil spirits. Not for men. It was never created by God for men. Man just chooses out of himself to disqualify himself from the likeness, image of God, character and traits of God that have been bestowed upon us. I said bestowed because they are ours through the covenant in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have that power and ability not within ourselves, but through Christ. We are able, you are able, and I have spoken life unto you. God, you bless me and you judge me if I've done anything wrong. But I said what you want me to say. God, bless this, your people, the true ones before you. And I bless you, God. And all those that are not true to God yet, I will keep on saying, or backsliders, let's pray this prayer. God still wants you beg. Acknowledge your sins. Father, forgive me my sins. I'm a sinner. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob, please help me to be that which you've created me for. I receive you, Lord Jesus Christ, as my Lord and my Savior. Help me to walk in this blessing God has ordained me for. God created me in love, pure love. For God is love. Bless the Lord. And I receive that. And thank you for the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Thank you that I can be forgiven my sins. Please forgive me and cleanse me from my sins. Amen. Bless the Lord. You are truthful. God promises you'll never be corrupted. Bless the Lord, for he promises, my sheep knows my voice. The voice of a stranger, they do not recognize. In fact, they run away from it. They'll never perish, but have everlasting life. And the Bible further promises, it is written, we've been born of incorruptible seed of the word of God. Will never be corrupted. And the word of God further says, my sheep knows my voice. The voice of a stranger, they do not recognize. In fact, they run away from it. They shall never perish, but have everlasting life. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father is even greater. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. And the Bible says, further, have the faith of God. You see, these are all commandments. All we have to do, receive. It's a gift given unto us. We've got to receive it. For we did not receive any spirit of fear or timidity, but we've received the spirit of power, of love, and of sound mind. And you got to recognize love, it's a spirit. Power, it's a spirit. Love, sound mind, it's a spirit breathed into us through a new life of being born again. That's why it can never be disqualified. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. And I decree, you will not die untimely deaths. We will not die untimely deaths, we and our families, for God promises. Even unto a thousand generation of those who believe, salvation and righteousness is ours. That's why it was for Abraham. That's why it is. That's why Abraham gave birth to Isaac when he was already forgotten and thought of as going to die soon in old age. But he gave life. He sired his son. That's why David is sitting on the throne, and Christ sits on that very throne of what an earthly man, David. What kind of man is this? This is a mystery. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. So now to continue this, remember, it's a gift from God. He wants you to receive your blessing. Please go back. And that's why repentance will help. Everyone who knows that I took shortcuts here and there, or I'm not in a right standing with God, I'm not hearing God anymore. Repentance is very good. We just go back and repent, and that we can access the promises and blessings God has given us to. Remember, if we're not running the race and we are supposed to be in a relay, if you're not next to me where you are supposed to be at, I'm not getting what I'm supposed to get, and you're not getting what you're supposed to get, and the third person is not getting what he's supposed to get, and the fourth one is not getting what. The baton is not being passed on at the right times, because now the intervals in between, nobody's carrying that. Can you see that? We like puzzles. We feed unto one another. We cannot ever be separate. I'm talking unto with regards to service. With regards to service. Abraham was not there when Jacob and the other lineage took care of the promise, but he took care of that, his place. And what is key, and God brought this to my attention and understanding only recently, terror. Is it because God spoke life into Mary's womb, the mother who was not even the Christ, but he spoke life into her womb, that life, you will carry the Son of God. And she knew that this was an unusual son who will carry the purposes of God, but he's God's own son, the Messiah. And she never gave up on that. And you look at the ministry, you don't see Joseph the father anymore, or stepfather of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the husband of Mary anymore. Even though he played his role, you don't see him anymore. But Mary is always in the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever the disciples and the other Marys and the other Magdalene and Susannas and the other ladies were, and just serving the Lord's ministry, she's there. But it shows that it means Joseph was no longer there. But the carrier, Mary carried this. She wasn't to bring salvation. No. She was just a carrier. But she did her part. Terah did the same. He had in his loins. And I do believe when he was pregnant with the seed of Abraham, God spoke life into him and that woman, mother. And they knew. They knew it. And when it was time of God's purpose, Terah said, we move to the promised land. But they never got there. He played his part. And he didn't have to help him, because Abraham now had to learn to trust God by himself. Woo-ha! Maybe your mom and dad is not there and you're crying. No, 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 no. The grace of God is sufficient for you. Maybe you don't have resources. The grace of God is sufficient for you to make it to the end. Run, stand up, don't be feeble. I speak strength into your soul and spirit. I speak life into your body. You will make it. You will make it. You will make it. In Jesus' name, I decree. God wants me to say, I speak blessing into you, mind, body, soul, spirit, gentlemen. You will keep this alive and keep playing it over and over. You will make it. Everybody has their place. That mommy left too soon. That daddy left too soon. That you lost your resources. It's fine. God wants you to trust him. Let him make a new thing Moses could not build. or help to deliver children of God with the chariots of Egypt. He could have done that. He could have stayed there and fought with Pharaoh and took over kingship. Isn't it? He was right there. And there are coups in any kingdom. But no, he had to be with the dunce and smell. Prince of Egypt, prophet of God. And like David, God says, the most humble man. There is no man as humble as Moses. Bless the Lord. God, I thank you. And I bless you and bless this word. Bless this, your teachings. Bless this, your prophetic words into the souls and spirits of your children. And I thank you, Lord, and I bless you. We will continue in the future. I needed to go on to chapter 14 from verse 14 and to verse 24 to continue and see the example of father of faith, a man God called my own friend and father of nations, and he received everything. Bless the Lord, and the Lord bless you until we meet again. This is Radio Pulpit on 657 AM, your companion for a search, on a search for meaning. And I am Esther. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I'm excited. This is real. We're getting there. We will prosper. This day, even as our souls prospers, we shall thrive. For the grace of God is sufficient for us. Until next time, God bless you.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.